In the case of Cicero, the long sentences and the periodic style do present particular challenges, simply because today formal speakers, people who give speeches, will not speak in long sentences. They will tend, in fact, to speak in quite short sentences, which can be easily understood by their audiences. Where Cicero writes in long sentences, I would write in long sentences myself in the translation. The sentences that I wrote would not always be as long as Cicero's sentences, but my principle was that if Cicero gave a sentence which was long, but not excessively long, that I should give a sentence in English which was also long, but not excessively long. The fact that Latin is an inflected language means that literary writers have great freedom to arrange the words in a different order if they wish. What Cicero does is to raise words and raise concepts in a particular order that is going to be the most effective order for making his point. In making my translation, I tried as far as possible to introduce the concepts and even often the words in as similar as possible an order to that used by Cicero. It is more difficult in English because English is not an inflected language, but I was actually quite surprised by how far it is possible to reproduce Cicero's word order. The only aspect of Cicero's style which I thought could not be conveyed in the translation was Cicero's use of prose rhythm. When Cicero wrote his sentences, he wasn't concerned only about the meaning or about the order in which his words and concepts would unfold. He was also very concerned to give words that sounded correct and sounded elegant. And this has been studied by modern scholars who have found that the ends of Cicero's major clauses and sentences fall into certain metrical patterns. It is unlikely that Cicero himself would have analysed his prose rhythm in the mathematical and statistical way that modern scholars have done. It's more likely that he would simply have had a natural feel for what sounded good, what would strike the ear in a pleasing way. Once one is used to reading Cicero in Latin, this does strike one as a very important aspect of his writing style. It's something which initially perhaps one might not notice, but once one knows what the rhythms are, it becomes apparent that it is very prevalent. And this was, I think, the only thing which I was not able to reproduce in the translation. All I could do was to make sure when I wrote the translation that the words would sound elegant and beautiful in English, and so I would read out to myself what I had written, and sometimes I would feel that the words didn't quite sound right. They might be a correct translation of the Latin, but they didn't quite have the right sound to them. And in that case, I would rewrite what I had written to give the right feel, the right movement, the right sound to the language.